Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Lee and Haley Overtime Podcast, brought to you by Damiano Pizza, Pasta, Beer, and Bourbon, located at 503 South Upper Street, Lexington, KY, 40508 is the zip.
You nailed it. You nailed the whole thing.
Now, these guys have all the pasta, pizza, and beer that would make one happy. Is your life unfulfilled? Are you sad? Well, have you been to Damiano to fix that? You can. It's better than therapy and a lot cheaper. That's what we do. We repress our feelings and go enjoy ourselves at Damiano. Again, located right across from Target on campus at the University of Kentucky.
Perfect.
How are you?
I am doing good. I'm actually going to go ask Nua or Kelly that are listening right now, one of them, to come get my Apple Watch and put it on the charger at my desk. I forgot to charge it this morning and it's nearly dead, and I meant to do it right before we started this. So one of them will magically appear right now. Also, anyway, I just gave, right before we started, a quick reference, because Kelly and Nua now, sometimes they'll sit in here with us, but usually they're back in the edit suite where they can see and listen to this, and we like to talk to them and know that they're back there responding even though we can't see it. I just said, I haven't thought, I want to give a shout out to Taylor Swift's Afterglow song that was off the Lover album. Yeah. I never really feel like I gave it the attention it deserved, and it popped up on my Spotify this morning in the car, and it's now all I'm singing. And Kelly is my ride or die Taylor Swift fan as well. So I can say a reference to anything and she gets it. So
the other day I rode with some mutual friends of ours to lunch. And Amy is a friend of ours. She's best friends with Nikita.
Yeah.
She's, I don't know if I can say it. Can I say it? Maybe not. But she's also friendly with my buddy Devin. And her car was trying to seduce me.
What happened?
It just kept playing Dua Lipa the
entire
time.
Oh, my gosh. And you were like, okay, I'll go out with her.
Yeah.
So she's a big Dua Lipa fan?
I guess.
Dua Lipa rocks. I feel like there's a lot of Dua Lipa haters out there.
Who hates Dua Lipa?
I see it on Twitter. People are like, she did nothing. And I'm like, or she does nothing. And I'm like, except deliver amazing bops every time she turns around. But I just feel like there's a whole group of people that hate her, and I don't get it.
I don't know anybody that hates Dua Lipa. Because those are fighting words. Mm-hmm. Dua Lipa, again.
Dua Lipa.
That's right. It's her name is the same as if you had an Italian PE teacher.
Now, Dua Lipa. Yeah. I love it.
Now, her physicality is amazing to me. She's a great dancer, first of all. But the length, when that girl stretches her arms out, I just get lost in the measurement.
Anthony Davis could never.
No, she's got a wingspan like Davis. I don't know if she could palm two basketballs, but.
You'd let her try. My God, man.
Yeah.
You're disgusting. And I helped you. What's wrong with me? Anyway, but yeah, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. If you're watching, thank you for watching here on the Kentucky Sports Radio Podcast Network, as well here on their YouTube channel.
And some guy, a Louisville fan, nudged Drew Franklin. And let me just let that guy know, you want Drew, you go through me.
That's right. Yeah, I'm sure they're handling that. I saw that.
Now, if it was Matt, I'd probably just stay silent.
Guys, the day we're taping this is the morning after the La Familia versus the Ville basketball game, alumni game, as part of the TBT series. And wowzers. Wow, Louisville players and fans sore over being big old fat losers.
I got to hang out with Aaron Harrison a couple of nights ago, former UK Wildcat.
Played on the team.
Unbelievable dead-eye shooter in the clutch moments, obviously. And just the nicest young man, most respectful. I just love that kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I like all of those guys on that team. And I saw that same night, I kept staring at James Young, not recognizing James Young. Because, mm-hmm. He's grown up and he's got facial hair. And he looked different to
sure.
me. I kept going, I know that guy. And then he hits that game winner the other night. And I went, well, that's who it was.
Well, there he is.
Sitting across from me.
Mm-hmm. It really is so fun. Like, I was not. Is this a league? They call it the basketball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Like this whole, and that's what TBT, which of course Throwback Thursday, which it's just a perfect name. But I didn't know this existed until they started playing these games. Like, is this a brand new thing?
I think so. And I think my buddy, who you and I hung out with down there in Orlando, no, take that back, Tampa, Sam Malone is running this thing.
Really?
Yeah, he was telling me all about it when I was at Maria Montgomery's wedding.
Cool.
Where she got that guy's citizenship.
Oh, thank God.
Todd Lanter.
Lanter, sure. Dua Lipa to marry him. Yeah, but I love it. I love it. And the Cats, an absolute perfect team to be in it, and obviously Advance and everything because they're so talented and Fruell's down. But wow, emotions running high during and after the game.
And I didn't even know the thing you were telling me about my guy.
Nate Sestina.
Well, no, I mean, not Nate Sestina. I mean, I like Nate Sestina.
Sorry, Nate. You're not Lee's guy.
No, he's not. I got one guy.
Tyler Ulis.
Yes.
Yes, he's your boy.
That he got in the...
Oh, I loved it. If you haven't seen the clip on Twitter last night where one of the Louisville players, I don't even know his name and I don't care to learn it, because he acted badly. He was a bad sport. He spit in Nate Sestina's face. And then immediately Tyler is out there. And I mean the whole UK team. It was just embarrassing.
I didn't even know what happened, but I knew it had to be egregious for the Harrison twins to get activated.
Yeah, then they got activated as well because it was just like.
Harrison twins activate.
They did. And then they chest bumped. They touched their heads together and then they started fighting. No, it was just embarrassing. Just like, stop.
That's Louisville.
I mean, honestly, yeah, it tracks. Yeah. So if you're a Louisville fan, I'm sure there's some good ones of you out there, but there's a lot of bad ones. And the display some of your alumni players put on last night, yikes. I'm sure you're not happy with that either.
Well,
but anyway, go Cats, on to the next. Yeah. But yeah, it's really fun. It's got to be absolutely amazing for these former players to all get to play together again and in an organized game. Like, what a dream. And it's so fun for fans to see all these players that we cheered on for years, or in most cases for 1 year each, but so passionately, and now to get to see them again and playing together.
And most of those guys are still playing to some degree. Like the Harrison twins are over in Europe, I think in Portugal. I think Aaron's in Portugal. And, you know, it's odd that they're doing that because you risk injury. You know, and I don't know if they're getting paid for this. Maybe they're getting something, but, you know, you could, and like Tyler's coaching, so there's no risk to him, but he's, you know, that's what he wants to do. And don't be upset, UK fans, by the way, because Tyler's at Arkansas. He's helping himself.
Yeah.
Root him on, as we should root Calipari. I'm going to root for Calipari to do well at Arkansas. I want him to do well. I don't want him to do better than Kentucky.
Right, don't want him to do well in Rupp Arena.
I don't want.
Of course, we still want to win games.
The one-on-one matchups. And I also don't want him all of a sudden to figure it out and go on a deep run.
Yeah, we'll be like, wait a minute. We needed that.
With that unbelievable recruiting class he's got, and all of a sudden they win six in a row in March. I don't want that either, really. But I wouldn't. If it does happen, you know what? I'm still going to be happy.
I'll be happy if that happens for him if we're doing the same or better.
Yeah.
If we're doing worse, I'll be like, no.
Yeah. By the way, I'm going to tell my crew back there, you may have to turn, because you're extremely loud, but I can regulate my voice. I need my headphones to be turned down or your microphone to be turned off.
Okay. How about they turn? My headphones are a little loud as well.
Okay. Thank you. That's better, guys. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because every time you were speaking, I was feeling pain. But that happens all the time.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Get over it.
I saw Deadpool Wolverine.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Tell us about that.
I loved it. Now, was it as emotional as when I saw the Marvel movies Civil War, Infinity War, or Endgame? No.
But it was still a rockin' good time.
It's what it is.
You loved it.
It's Ryan Reynolds breaking the fourth wall the entire movie. And just having a lot of fun, insane jokes that are politically incorrect and mocking Hollywood, Disney, 20th Century Fox, everybody that has any type of power. He's puncturing the pompous balloon. I love Ryan Reynolds for that.
He's so amazing. I love it.
He is amazing.
He's so funny.
And again, I'm glad that he's got the device that he's got because, again, I keep making the comparisons to Groucho Marx.
And you don't feel like you've gotten the... recognition.
That's correct. I don't know
so
why
you're
people
saying
aren't
it again
coming
you
to
want
me.
People to say he nailed it.
My God, Lee, thank you for
thank
pointing
you.
That out. But one of the devices Groucho had at his disposal before Irving Thalberg died.
Sure.
And Irving Thalberg, there is an award given every Academy Awards at the Oscars, the Irving Thalberg Award. He was this wonderful.
Name
mogul.
Five winners.
I don't care who.
Name
won.
One winner.
Well, I believe Richard Dreyfuss won.
Oh, I love Richard Dreyfuss.
I don't know who wins the Thalberg Award. I don't care.
What's it for?
It's not posthumous, but it's a career achievement.
Oh, almost kind of like a lifetime achievement award.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, Thalberg would allow the boys, the Marx Brothers, to go on the road. They would go up to the big theater in San Francisco.
They let us go on the big road.
And they would perform certain scenes, and they would say in between movies or shorts, hey, the Marx Brothers are here, and they're going to do a scene for you guys.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, what that allowed them to do is work on the timing.
Sure.
So they could figure out how to space the laughs and see if it works, or maybe tweak it, or maybe throw in a new joke or throw one away. And he gave them time to do that. That was sort of expensive to do it that way. But nonetheless, it made the movies great, like Night at the Opera, those films. Mm-hmm. And then Thalberg dies and that studio cut them off because we're not spending money on that. Yeah. But anyway, it made the movies great. So the comparison is what Ryan Reynolds has at his disposal is The Mask. Because of The Mask, he can change dialogue.
The Jim Carrey film?
No. Oh. The Deadpool mask.
I know, you troll.
He can change his dialogue up to the very last minute before they print the film to send to theaters. Mm-hmm. He can perfect the joke. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a great device to have. Mm-hmm. This is wonderful insight.
See, I know.
And no one is getting this, but maybe Ryan Reynolds, yeah. And he's never going to hear this.
Ryan, please use Google tracking and notice that we're talking about you on this podcast. And please give Lee the recognition he deserves for articulating your genius.
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
Lee's trying to piggyback off of your amazing success.
I'm not piggybacking. I'm calling it out. People
I know,
don't
and that's
understand
okay.
How great this
are
is.
Are you saying it over and over because you don't think Ryan Reynolds is getting enough attention?
He's not
getting. Or are you saying it because you don't think you're getting enough attention?
See, this is what I really despise about you. It doesn't matter what I do.
Every week,
you turn everything into what I do as some selfish act.
Every week, you say in some point of the podcast, this is what I don't like.
I mean, you're a piece of work.
I know.
Why do you do this to me?
I don't know. Anyway, go ahead. I was just making a joke, sensitive Samuel.
I like sensitive Sally better.
Well, I just...
I think it works. It serves you better when you say that.
I think so, but I thought you might be like, yeah, my name's
No, I love being misgendered.
Do you?
Oh, I love it.
I love not being appreciated in my own time. Mm-hmm.
Then the other big news in that same genre is Robert Downey Jr. is coming...
Yeah, what's that about?
...out as Dr. Doom. Why?
I don't know. I'm weirded out.
I don't get that. All those same characters that he fought with are going to go, hey, Tony.
Tony, what are you doing?
I'm not Tony. I'm the dude playing the dude.
I'm the dude playing the dude.
I'm the dude playing the dude. This is the dude. I saw that meme the other day.
What was that? Tropic Thunder?
Yeah.
Mm.
Which
he got nominated for an Oscar for.
It was a great portrayal. It was good. Now, is it politically incorrect?
Yes. Incredible. I can't. And that wasn't that long ago. I can't believe they did that.
I know.
It's like, and he got nominated for an Oscar for it.
His mother thought it was going to end his career.
Yeah. I'm kind of shocked it didn't because it was just like.
He said, my mom called me and goes, what have you done?
Yes.
Why did you do this?
Why did you do this? And why? And it's not, you know. It would bring down a whole studio, but I think the performance was so good and the movie was so good, and everybody knows he was coming at it from that perspective, just doing a character.
Well, he was making
it wasn't
fun.
Being disrespectful.
The whole film was making fun of the thespian who thinks they have to immerse themselves to pretend that he's actually got to go to that level.
God, so good.
You know, it's just idiotic. They were making fun of Hollywood.
Yeah, which is so good. Because as it turns out, Hollywood has got problems. What?
You know, I was agreeing with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's not good. Okay, now something I started watching last night, because you talked about Deadpool Wolverine, which I've got to watch. Guys, I told Lee yesterday, and I feel shameful about this, but you guys know this. I have a weird thing about seeing movies. I like get overwhelmed, and so I just don't see a lot of movies, because I feel like pressured. I don't know why. I've not seen any of the Deadpools. Mm-hmm. And I told Lee this yesterday, and I really want to watch Deadpool Wolverine, which you said, I mean, I could watch it on its own.
You could.
Okay, but I don't want to.
No,
I want to go back and watch
it. No, because there are some flashback moments and references to the first two films.
Okay, well, so this week my goal is when I go home, I'm going to watch. Because there are two?
Yes. There's three now.
Well, yeah, but I mean two leading up.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to watch them because I want to. And this is usually what happens to me is like the latest version of something will come out and I'm finally like, oh, fine. Mm-hmm. I'll see it. Yeah. But anyway, so something I started watching last night is on Netflix. It's not a movie. It's a show. Have you watched it, Dirty Pop?
I watched all of it.
Did you?
I finished it.
Okay. I mean, I kind of know what happens, but no spoilers. I just finished episode two last. I watched one and two last night.
Yes. No, that was good.
Really
I like
good.
That. Yeah.
Talking about Lou Pearlman, the band expert. And
Lou's a piece of work.
Piece of work. And what I know kind of what happens, but I don't spoil it for me because I want to see it. I like stuff I kind of know about. I like to see how
you
it actually
see it
unfolded.
In real time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why did anybody trust that guy? The second I see him, I don't trust him. He's like any fat, greasy executive that you know is lying to you from the jump. But everybody's like, oh, he was the best. But he just looks like every greasy businessman that I'm like, and I'm not fat shaming him. It's not about that. It's that that is often tied to people that are taking from others. They're gluttonous in that way of between eating and stealing from others. They just take, take, take.
Well, first of all, he's not going after grown men. His victims are young men,
right,
who don't have access to mm-hmm. money, fame, anything.
He is going after grown men through stealing people's life savings.
The pawn, I'm talking about, I thought you were referencing why the members of the Backstreet Boys are NSYNC.
Yeah, but even their parents. I'm like, why did you trust this greasy, well,
because you
clearly con man?
I get it, but I wouldn't beat them up too badly.
I'm
because
not beating them up.
You want your kid to achieve their dream, if that's their dream to be a vocalist.
Well, it's the same thing I feel about. Like, I just feel like there's a class of men that all look the same, do the same, all end up getting found out. Like the Disney documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Schneider looks like he could be twin brothers with Lou Pearlman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like there's all these men and they're involved in these kind of industries where they're feeding off of. I'm sorry, am I bothering you?
No, I'm listening to you.
Oh, okay.
I had a text from our friend Maria, and I was making sure that I understood everything. Who runs?
No, I know
KSR.
That you don't need. It's okay. Fine. No one needs to know.
Well, you're the one who brought it up. Anyway, continue with Lou Pearlman.
I'm done. I'm over it.
You're over Lou Pearlman.
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna be fascinated with what happened to Lou.
Yeah. Anyway,
but the grown people that you're talking about, the victims, they didn't do their due diligence.
No. And it's sad. I mean, so Lou Pearlman, if you check it out, it's on Netflix. It's called Dirty Pop, the Lou Pearlman, something, something. But anyway, it's called Dirty Pop. And he's the guy that discovered NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and a host of other bands and stuff. Well, it turns out he was not a great guy.
Yeah. And there just is the lesson to be learned. There is no real easy way to make money.
Yeah.
And that's what he was selling to those folks.
Mm-hmm.
A Ponzi scheme.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if it's too good to be true, it is.
Yeah.
Because he was suggesting that their return on the rate is going to be more than what anyone else is getting, and that it was federally insured, double insured by Lloyd's of London and everybody else, and they should have done their due diligence.
Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Even though he hit it pretty well, and he was a fraudster. His real talent was forging.
Yeah.
And he was fooling banks,
mm-hmm.
by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, check it out. The first two episodes I watch are really, really interesting. It's cool to just see all the old footage and remember how NSYNC and Backstreet Boys became the huge stars that they are.
Yeah.
And it's like it just took me back because I was one of those fangirls. Like that was me and my friends were in like fifth, sixth grade when NSYNC mm-hmm. and Backstreet Boys were at their peak. And it was just like so thrilling.
But the good part of Lou Pearlman was that he had a great eye for talent and knew how to develop that talent.
Yeah, so he did give us a lot of great things, but it's just
sucks. That's what they say in the documentary is like, if it wasn't for Lou, you wouldn't have had the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC because it wasn't just about finding them. It was about developing them
mm-hmm.
and providing them with the coaching, the choreography, all of that stuff that he drilled into mm-hmm. those guys until they were
well,
the
in my
bands
beef is,
they became.
Yeah, it sucks that he wasn't paying them appropriately. Where I really get incensed isn't about the bands, really. It's
yeah,
about all the
well,
other people he was stealing
making,
from.
Yeah, well,
that's the part that really gets me. These people that don't have the opportunity to continue to make money.
He ruined lives.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
So anyway,
but he didn't ruin their lives. I mean, they
survived. They got away from him, and that's how they were successful. They had to get away from him. Yeah, he gave them their start, but beyond that, he was a big old poo-poo head.
Big old poo-poo head. Lou Pearl.
Eating steak every night at his own steakhouse.
Yeah.
Anyway. Watch it. It's really good. But yeah, it's just like, and maybe I'm looking at it through the window of already know he's a bad guy, but it's just something about him. It's like he's the exact blueprint of a lot of other bad guys we've seen that look like him, act like him, you know.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Anyway, well, what else is going on? Those are a little movie show recommendations.
What did I watch? I'm watching, what is the name of, it's a show about the Black Plague. It's a comedy.
It sounds hilarious.
It's got me intrigued. I think Netflix.
Is it a comedy show about the Black Plague?
Yes.
Oh.
It's like set in the 1400s. And,
oh.
And it's got a lot of the folks you know, like the young actress that was in, what was that show, Girls, had Brian, the former NBC anchor's daughter in it.
Allison Williams.
Yeah.
She's in it?
No, not her, but the girl that's next.
Oh, well, yeah, I know she was Lena Dunham.
Not Lena Dunham.
Zosia Mamet?
Maybe.
I think that's how you say her name. And then the other girl.
Just look it up.
Yeah.
She's got an odd look to her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's Zosia.
Yeah. I mean, she's cute in a way, but it's just sort of an odd looking girl.
A unique. Don't say she's not odd.
Well,
I'm okay. Sorry. There was Jemima Kirk, Zosia Mamet.
Let me see her. You have a photo? That's her.
Yeah.
So she's in this.
Yeah.
And it's the Decameron. I think is what it's called.
Okay.
The Decameron. Is that right?
I don't know. Yes, the Decameron.
Yes.
So she's hilarious. Oh, look at her even in the ads for it. Look at her.
With the Renaissance look.
Irreverent, wild, and offbeat. Mm-hmm. Set in 1348 during the Black Death, the deadliest pandemic in human history. Mm-hmm. Exploring the timely themes of class systems, power struggles, and survival in the time of a pandemic, which now we can all relate to. It is an American medieval black comedy television series.
Yeah.
The Decameron. And it is on Netflix?
It's on Netflix, I believe.
2024, it's a new show. Cool. I have not heard of that at all. I want to see that.
Well, it's one of those things the algorithm said, I bet you like this.
And you said, you don't know me.
That usually does.
It does. I love it.
I like it.
Oh, before we go any further, I want to give a shout out to I've got a couple of gifts today that I'm so excited to share here on. If you're watching on the video version, you can see it. If not, I'll just tell you about it. I got two fabulous gifts that really have set my day off to a great start. All right. I'm pulling in a very heavy bag. Okay, the first thing I got, which I want to show, my friend Claire sent this to me. And if any fellow corgi lovers are out there, she found it at Target and she mailed it to me. She now lives in Dallas. She mailed it to me here in Lexington with a very cute note. But it is a corgi hair clip from Target, the brand Wild Fable. She found it and was like, I'm sorry, I got to buy this for you. And she wrote in her note, and this is what I love about our friendship. We're very much like, I thought this was cute. If you don't, then go to hell. She just wrote, I saw this, so obviously I had to get it for you. Wear it or don't, whatever.
Where will you wear that?
I'll wear it anywhere.
At the pool? Or
I'll wear it at the pool. I don't care. It's adorable. It's just like, it's a claw clip, but it looks like a little corgi with its eyes closed and its tongue stuck out. It looks just like my two corgis. I love it. So if you're a corgi lover or a corgi lover in your life, you need a cute gift for, go pick it up right now at Target. Yeah. Love it. Thank you, Claire. The other gift I got to give a shout out to our publicist, Dan Kett, specifically his wife, Cassandra, and their dog, Toby, because anytime I get a gift from them, they put it as if it's from their dog. Mm-hmm. So I got this bag today and it says, to Haley, love Toby.
Remember, Toby's uncle, by the way.
Cool. Biologically?
So it's kind of from me.
Biologically?
Maybe.
A lot of hair. Remember a few weeks ago on the show, I said that I'm trying to get my hands on, I was only successful one day of getting my hands on one 20-ounce bottle of the limited edition Dr. Pepper Creamy Coconut. And I asked everybody where, if you see it, let me know so I can go buy it. A couple of you wrote me to our email, ideas@leeandhaley.com. But Cassandra messaged and said she found it at a Kroger in Lexington and picked up some. And Dan, her husband, dropped it off. So she dropped me off a 6-pack of the Dr. Pepper Creamy Coconut cans. I'm going to pop these in the work fridge and we're all going I'm gonna share the wealth and let the staff taste them because everybody's intrigued by it. We're all Dr. Pepper fans in this office,
except for Lee. I'm not intrigued at all. I have no curiosity for that. You guys,
if
have
you didn't
blast.
Interrupt me, I was already going to say, except for you. But yeah, that's okay. Go ahead and interrupt. So anyway, thank you so much, Cassandra. I'm going to put these in the fridge and share the wealth. This is, yeah, the regular. They have creamy coconut, regular Dr. Pepper, and the zero sugar version as well. If you don't, you know, if you're not a full sugar Dr. Pepper person. So anyway, Cassandra, thank you so, so much. I cannot wait to drink these. I will share one with the staff. I'll make them all split one because after all this, you think I'm going to share six of these? No way. So thank you, Toby. Thank you to the entire Kett family.
I'd like to thank...
Did you get any gifts today to people like you?
I want to thank Rhonda for giving me an STD. I want to thank my doctor for curing me of that. Then I want to thank who else? I don't want to leave anybody out.
I don't know, Lee. I don't know.
None of that is true. I don't have any gifts from anyone.
Oh, spiritual, genetic.
Nothing. I'm just sitting here all by myself.
No one contributed to me or my life at all.
I don't need anybody to contribute to me. I like giving. That's where true happiness is. I know you don't believe in that, but I know it to be true.
You know what? I started to do the thing that you've said you hate, where you say I make it a negative, selfish thing you've done. You like to think it's because that side of you doesn't exist. I like to think of it, it's that you just don't like me pointing that out. But either way, I'm not going to do it. Because you say you like giving, but I think there's ulterior motives. But
I like how you act as if you were just altruistic when you actually point it out.
I said nothing about me.
No, you bring it up and say, I'm not going to do this as you do it.
I didn't do it.
Yeah. You did do it.
What did I do?
You just did the thing you said.
What was it?
You're exempted from saying the thing you just said.
What did I say?
You said that I'm selfish.
I didn't say it.
You did say.
I said that you said I point out that you're selfish.
Yeah, right.
But I said I'm not going to do that.
This is the Jedi mind trick that females do, but you
gaslight.
Are the emperor of all of gaslighting.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ryan Reynolds, notice me.
You're the Palpatine of female gaslighting.
I'll just go in. You do love to give gifts. It does make you very happy.
Yes.
Okay.
See? But you think it's manipulation.
I do.
Because you
like
know
to
why?
Control.
Because you are rotten to your core. And that's how you see everything through that dark filter dark side.
I don't do the same thing sometimes. When I give someone a gift, I'm obsessed with them liking it. And the older I get, the more I'm obsessed with them liking it, because then it means they like me. I'm man enough to admit that.
No, you're
that it
not.
Makes me feel. I just did.
I give gifts because.
No, you're not.
I give gifts. Because I care.
I'm rich and I can't spend it all before I die.
No, I care about that person and I want them to be happy.
Have you ever given a gift with no note so they don't know it's from you?
If I put a note to it, it's because I'm also given another gift, and that's the gift of humor. To make them laugh.
On the note, you always make a joke.
Yes.
Yeah, I've gotten things from you before. That you'll have a note that's mean, honestly. Like, here you go.
No.
I gave you this because you're so destitute.
No, the only way to get to you is through cynicism. That's the only way.
I thought you were going to say citizenship.
Citizenship, no. Cynicism. I have to fight fire with fire to get to your cold, dead heart.
Say this stuff about me
because it's
guys, none
true.
Of this is true.
Oh, my God.
I love everyone. Oh, I mean, I hate some people, but it's a very small group.
Not as much as you love you.
And you have to love yourself first.
Well, you should be the happiest person on the planet.
What are you doing?
Oh,
you don't love yourself at all?
Actually, no, I loathe myself. And I think down deep, that's both our problems.
Who needs therapy when you can go on a podcast and yell at each other and point out each other's faults and then... see your own.
Yeah. You want to get to some questions? By the way, if you'd
like. When I was a kid, I thought giving gifts was the worst thing in the world. Because I was just like when I think about getting, like at Christmas, people would be like, the spirit of giving. I'd be like, oh, BS. Give me my presents under the tree.
Now, to be fair, there are times I've seen you help out.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah, where you've done something nice for somebody. It made me very proud.
Shocked.
But mostly confused.
Oh, you're so full of dog
shit. I've seen you do things either for our employees or someone else that needs help, and you stepped up.
Because I care about people. I'm actually very sweet. You've created this propaganda campaign to make people think I'm mean, which I think poll anyone else in our office, and they will say that I'm nice and I do nice things for
because
people.
Because they don't know you. Well, I do it, but I put a little cayenne pepper on everything I give people. So they've got a little pain.
Anyway, what was I saying?
Who knows? It was something to hurt me.
No, it wasn't. See, that's the thing right there. All I do is try to make your life better. Every day, I try to find a way to enhance
your life. Guys, I'm about to ream off some expletives, so get ready. Dog shit, horse shit, bullshit, what you just said. How dare you?
I know you can't process that, because that makes you feel extremely guilty.
What does? What? What are you saying?
And the reference you have right now is like, well, what have I done for him? Not a damn thing. That's why.
I came and did this show with you. You begged me to do this show. Did I not stop my career to come do this show?
Stop my career. You know what? You remind me of...
Did you not ask me to come do this show with you?
Of course.
Okay, so that was philanthropic of me. I gave back and helped you. That's philanthropic? And you said, Haley, please come and carry this show for me.
This is what I'm talking about. See, a normal person would say, thank you for the opportunity to believe in me.
I wanted to help you. You had no selfish motives for doing this show. You didn't want to do it too?
Of course I did. And I wanted to do it with you.
Right. You're welcome. Oh. I came on board.
In Guardians of the Galaxy, Yondu
sure.
keeps reminding Star-Lord, Chris Pratt. He goes, you need to be grateful. When I kidnapped you, all my guys wanted to eat you, and I didn't let them. And Chris Pratt goes, quit acting like that is something. Nobody should be eating anybody.
Yeah, I've said that for years.
Well, that's you. Well, I came on the show to help you out.
I really do resent that you try to make people think that I'm not nice. Because I am nice.
What? Are you saying?
I'm going to do the same. I'm going to start
a campaign?
A propaganda campaign.
You think it's propaganda?
You know what? I'm going to start a truth campaign.
Okay.
That just exposes you for the rat bastard you are.
See, the difference between us.
What's the thing? What's the difference?
Like,
guys,
this is
the product
faults.
Of working together for over 10 years in such a close capacity. What?
I point out your faults.
No, thank you.
You know, because you got a few, as we all do.
Thank you for the qualifier.
But my training and background.
What training do you have?
It still goes, you know what? I love that girl anyway, and I provide grace. So I don't care about all that crap.
What are you talking about?
All of that stuff you got going on over there. I'm glad you're here. I want to do the show with you. I'm happy we're together. There you go. Now it's settled. I've said my piece, counted to three.
But
it's over.
But what's going on?
Anyway, do you want to get these?
I don't know. I don't know what to feel. Guys, is he being mean? Is he being sarcastic?
I just said I'm graceful. I'm happy you're with me.
You're graceful.
Yes, despite all
I just said I'm beautiful and lithe and graceful. And my mother says I have dancer's legs.
Anyway, if you want to send us a comment or question to go over, you can. It's ideas@leeandhaley.com. All right, here's Kelly writes this. She goes, what is the first word or thing you typically say in the mornings? Ah, shit.
That's what you say?
Gotta do it again.
Gotta do it again. Mine is usually... because as soon as
you got a dog
the dogs are, they sleep kind of at the foot of the bed. Charlie, the puppy corgi, he likes to be kind of right up by my head. The first thing I have to, until I'm ready to get up, I don't move. Even if my alarm goes off, I turn it off and then I lay right back down because they both are like, they're awake, but they're ready to get up, but they won't get up till I get up. The second I roll over at all, two corgis are standing on me with their full bodies. Yeah. And so the first thing I utter in the morning is usually, because what is it about dogs? Women, you understand, they like to stand on your boobs. And it hurts. Like a 30-pound dog? I'm sorry. Every morning I'm like, oh, oh. Yeah. They're on my belly, but usually they're on my breasts. And it's very uncomfortable with their little toe beans. So yeah, the first thing I utter is usually, oh please, no. And then to get them off me, the real first sentence I say is, let's go outside. You want to go potty? And they fly off the bed, down their little corgi steps. I have their steps by the bed because their legs are quite small. So that's me. Really, what is the first thing you say in the morning?
Well, what I got to get better at is getting out of bed, because I wake up refreshed often. But it's very early.
Like a little Disney princess. The birds are singing.
I wake up refreshed.
Yeah.
But I don't need to be anywhere for like 2 hours. So I decide I'll go back to sleep.
Oh, the worst.
And then when I wake up, I feel horrible.
Yep.
And I got to stop that. Mm-hmm. Get up, you lazy bum.
But what is the first thing you say? You say that when you wake up the second time, like, why have I done this?
I don't have a dog or anyone to talk to.
I was going
to
say, you do live alone, so really probably the first thing you... But you love to talk to yourself. I was going to say, you probably don't say anything until you get on the phone or whatever on the way to work or you get here to work. But you do like to talk to yourself. So I could see you being like, well, I did it again. I went to sleep.
If I do utter anything, it's probably in the mirror.
Hey, sexy.
Hey. Are you not wearing anything?
Naked again?
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's usually...
Except for the socks.
That is true. You've shared on here before.
You sleep
naked, but with socks on.
Because without socks, I freeze to death. Put socks on, I'm great.
A podcast I listen to, and if you don't learn about it, My Favorite Murder, one of the OG true crime podcasts. It's so amazing. And one of the girls on there shared that when she was a kid, she was at the movies or at the video store and ran into the porn section as a kid just because she was, you know, they used to have the back room in like a video, like a Blockbuster or anything like that. And she ran back there and just tried to take it all in as quick as she could and look at all the titles. And the only one she remembered was Naked with Shoes On, was the name of the pornographic film. Mm-hmm. So that's you every night, but your version is Naked with Socks On.
Yeah. The footy socks.
Who cares?
I'm pulling up.
It's compression socks.
Yeah, compression socks.
I'm now envisioning you with softball socks.
The athletic socks go up to your knee. No, it's just little footy socks.
Oh, my God.
I lose all the heat through my toes, apparently.
I wish you'd start really bookending your body. How about a toboggan?
Yeah,
a toboggan on top.
I don't need that. If someone were to be with me, then I would take the socks off.
Because they need to be blessed with your feet or because of the embarrassment of like, an outfit.
No, because then you got someone to cuddle and you're close. So I don't lose that because there's extra.
Oh, because of the heat they bring to the table.
Yes.
I get that.
Yeah. You can ask Noah Day about it.
Yeah.
He's seen my feet.
Noah, come over. I'm so cold.
That was in the early days of employment. I said as part of his job description, get over here and snuggle me. I gotta go.
I'm cold.
Told his wife, I gotta get over there.
We gotta pitch this show to Haley tomorrow. Yeah. Come over. God, that was funny.
Well, also another question from Kelly. What is the most outrageous, weirdest claw clip you would wear? And I guess it's the corgi thing.
I showed her my corgi clip and she loved it. She's such an animal lover. Kelly is a kindred spirit to me in a lot of ways.
Me too.
Really? And how so for you?
I don't know. I think because she's a good person. She's a giver of gifts. She just threw a birthday party for somebody like yesterday that didn't have one if it wasn't for Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I like about her.
And you think that's you in some way?
100% Stepping up.
You know, it's less attractive when you tout your own positive qualities.
From Bridget, what name do you hate?
Let's see.
I don't know if I've ever hated a name.
Well, for me, usually I'll hate a name because I knew someone with that name.
Oh.
And they hurt me or offended me in some way.
Do you want to whisper it to me?
No. But most of those names, it's like I haven't had that experience in a while where I've disliked someone so much that now their name is bad. Like those people that I, that have hurt me in that way or I don't like them anymore, I'm kind of over it. So now their name means nothing to me, which honestly, I think that's the best revenge is like, I don't even think about you anymore.
Yeah, you want to get to.
But otherwise, like a name I just don't like that I'm like, why would anyone name someone that? Let me think.
I don't know.
I don't know. Is there a name you have? Like if someone, they were like, you have to change your name to this. You'd be like, no.
I don't like the name Duke.
Really?
Well, I shouldn't say that because I do like John Wayne and he was the Duke.
Yeah.
I just don't like Duke University.
Mm-hmm. Like, let's see. But see, I'm scared to say a name because most of the, like a name that I don't like, I'm scared I'm going to know someone with that name and they're going to be like, hey. Mm-hmm. There are definitely names I don't like, but A, they're not springing to mind, but B, what?
In our group chat right now.
Did Nua say something stupid like he always does that he knows we can't read on the podcast?
He's trolling Kelly.
Oh, and he's mean. I need to go back there
and just knock him out. I mean, it's that kind of Weasley stuff that he does. He's a little weasel.
And he's back there in the office with her right now. He could just say it to her, but he sends it the group chat to publicly shame her.
If our crew,
and I know he's telling the truth,
was
actually
playing Game of Thrones.
Timmy is a terrible name.
He opened the podcast mic in there. Oh, and I can hear Kelly laughing.
That's Kelly's friend.
Kelly's friend is named that, and Nua is being a butthole.
Nua would be
because he's jealous. He wishes he was Kelly's friend, but she won't be friends with him.
If we were Game of Thrones, Nua would be that little weasel Lannister.
Yes.
The young one. You know, that finally somebody poisoned him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The blonde.
Yeah, the little kid.
The kid one. The kid king.
He was horrible.
Oh, that was just a little pest. We love Nua very much, but I think he self-identifies as a pest.
I love Nua too, but I love Nua's potential.
I love who he can be.
Yes, and that's what I'm trying to get him there to be.
Nua was admitting yesterday at our team lunch, he admitted that he has kind of a sneaky tendency and likes to work around the rules and try to...
Yeah, he said that in front of me. He always doesn't like authority.
Yeah, he's a little sneaky pest sometimes. He's a wonderful person, but that's good. He's identified these negative qualities in himself, and he's embraced them. Mm. Maybe we should all do that. Identify what's bad about you and just soak it in. Mm.
What's the biggest thrill-seeking activity you would do?
I would skydive.
You want me to set it up?
No.
Oh.
The only way I will do it is if suddenly the opportunity is there and I have no way out. It's nothing I will ever seek out.
So the plane is crashing.
Yeah, and they're like, put this on. I will never seek it out and go plan it. I just don't think I could get over the hump. I don't think. But if someone else said, hey, let's go do it. Honestly, though, maybe I would plan it. I don't know. But opportunity was presented to me in an easy, let's go do it right now way, I would do it.
Yeah, you're going to jump tandem, though, and I refuse to do that.
But I want to jump tandem, but I want to be facing each other. Yeah. I want to be in an embrace with the instructor. Right. No, who cares? You never had a man on your back.
Other than the Noah Day.
Lee, it's not sexual or weird in any way. They're there to save your life. They're there to teach you. Would you say, can I get on your back?
No, I don't want to do that.
What if it's a girl? You know, women can skydive,
well,
Lee,
yeah, that's fine.
And be instructors.
It doesn't matter. Well, I would prefer, just like most of my doctors are women. I trust them.
Good.
I prefer that. I think they're nurturing.
Yeah, you know, they went to the same medical school as the fellas.
I agree.
Yeah.
So I got nothing wrong with women doing anything. That's not the point.
So brave of you to say.
But I don't want to die with a man behind me as I penetrate the earth.
What about a woman?
Well, that's a little different.
Hold me. Let me take my socks off.
Yeah. No, I don't want. I just want to do it by myself.
But Lee, you're not good enough to do it by yourself.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
You think you can just pick it up?
Yes, my dad did it.
Yeah, but I'm sure he had some training.
He had a little bit. I don't think he did tandem. They did tethered. It's kind of the way the Army does it. Like you click onto a line.
Oh, okay.
And then it pulls it for you when you fall out.
Sure.
But then you're missing out on the free fall. Now, I would be here's where I would be in trouble if the chute gets tangled, because those guys are trained to cut themselves free and then pull the reserve. I don't know that I could do that properly, depending on the height, I guess.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a guy there with you that could?
No.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a hot-ass girl there with you that could?
Well, why couldn't I just take her to dinner?
And you can when you get to the ground in 10 seconds. Yeah. I would do it. Would you do it?
Nah. I'm not interested in it. It doesn't do anything
for
me.
Well, then, fine. What's your answer?
Oh, for what's my thrill?
You do this a lot on these questions.
Activity?
You let me answer and then you move on.
Well, I don't really know what my thrill-seeking activity is.
Well, think about it. Would you swim with sharks?
No.
Would you get in a shark cage, like at a place that does it professionally, get in the cage and let them be swimming around you?
Nah.
Okay.
Doesn't interest me.
Okay. Would you go to confession?
That's a thrill?
Yeah. No. Would you do that thing, those pedicure places where you put your feet and the fish eat the dead skin off your feet?
Yeah, but I don't have any dead skin. My feet are just preserved perfectly. I never am barefoot. What are you gagging about?
It's not you.
This, I swear.
Just made me think about a TikTok video I saw the other day of a woman who wore a boot because she like fractured her foot.
Ugh.
And she was only supposed to wear it for like 6 weeks. And then she ended up wearing it for 7 years. And the last 2 years, she showered with it on and never took it off. And then went to the doctor and they took the boot off and they showed the state of her foot. And the doctor was like, the smell in the room.
Oh, my God.
And I'm sorry. So I wasn't gagging over you. Like, my brain stream of consciousness went from thinking about your feet, which are, I'm sure, beautiful, pristine, photo-worthy, OnlyFans, foot fetish-worthy. I'm sorry. And my brain jumped right to that, and it made me gag thinking about it. Smells really kill me. I can't stand bad smells.
Me? When I broke my wrist.
When I broke wind.
When I broke wind. I said, who is this?
My comrade.
Because I was alone, and I said, the door's knocking. No, when I broke my wrist,
yeah,
I'm, you know, a kid just out of high school.
Well, I don't know. This is the first time I'm hearing this story.
It is. Anyway.
Is it, you know.
And I had to leave that on for, 6 weeks? Something
I don't
like
know. It's the first time I'm hearing this story.
And that thing started to stink. Because your arm's trapped in the plaster and you can't clean it.
Yeah, you can't get in there.
Right. And you're supposed to put a bag over it when you shower. And I did not do that. So moisture was getting in there as well. So that thing stunk.
Disgusting. Oh, yeah. And they cut. How did they cut? Like the drill thing where they cut it off?
I think you just sawed it.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. Sawed it. Not drill. I meant like a saw.
Saw. Yeah. Sorry. And then just pop it open.
God, that's awesome.
I was like, ooh.
I was so jealous when my sister broke her arm when we were kids.
Because
she
of
got
the
a
attention?
Beautiful cast. No, not the attention. It was just beautiful. I think it was pink or purple. And I was just like, God, I'd kill to break a bone.
Yeah.
But I wasn't brave enough to do it.
What Olympic sport would you get gold in? Breaking.
Gaslighting.
Yeah, you would.
Let's make up our own sports. We would not get gold in any sport. Honestly, though, I was on swim team when I was a kid, and I really feel like I was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was pretty good as a kid. But I gave it up to move on to other sports. I really think if I could have, like, a couple years of solid training, I really do think I could be a pretty good swimmer. Competitive swimmer. Probably not to Olympic level, because I'm well aware, you know, there are people that train their whole lives to do it. But if I had to pick a sport and at least try to excel at it, I do think I could be pretty good at swimming.
You beat my ass that time we did it.
That's right.
You left me in the dust.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I would be a gold medalist in?
What?
Analogies.
That's true. For me, a fake one, gaslighting, yours would be analogies.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's true. Historical analogies.
Yeah, I'm
war-related analogies.
I go, you know what that's like?
Oh, my God.
And
always.
And then I compare it to something.
Always. You are very good.
And I
good.
Do it like that.
You do. You can pull an analogy out of your bootay so quick. And it's usually very, very good and on the nose.
Yes.
A lot of times history-related. Very, very good. Now, what about a sport? No. Like I did swimming. What's a sport that you think if you had the time to dedicate?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'd make Olympics not, but a sport that you really feel like you could at least become competitive in.
Well, obviously basketball.
Right.
That's what I played.
Sure, sure, sure.
I wish I could say golf, but I know I could not do as well as Xander Schauffele.
Uh-huh.
Who won, by the way. That's your boy. He won the British.
I love him.
Yeah.
I love Xander Schauffele.
Yeah. That's about it, unless they made pickleball a sport.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're pretty darn good at pickleball.
That's all I got.
All right, anything else?
Which Olympian do you think would be the best hang? That's from Noah Day.
I'm literally envisioning
Simone Biles.
Yeah, but I was before I said that was the first thought, but then I'm like, I'm trying to think about all the Olympians that I've seen. I bet Carissa Moore.
Who's she? What'd she do?
Surfer. Oh. U.S. surfer, current gold medal. She won gold in 2020.
So she's down there
in Tokyo. So she's competing now in Tahiti with Colin Jost.
Oh, yeah, he's Colin.
NBC SNL cast member Colin Jost, who does Weekend Update, they've sent him down there to do actual news. And he's reporting for NBC, but obviously in his way.
Yeah, did Scarlett go with him?
I don't know. But anyway, it's very, very funny. But Carissa Moore is Team USA, and she won gold in Tokyo. And now she's competing, I think, at the time of this taping, I don't know when this will be. But anyway, she's trying to go for gold again in women's surfing.
Yeah.
But I've watched videos of her before, and she's got that very, like, surfer cool attitude. And she's just like, I feel like she'd be a really fun hang.
I don't know. I'll just say the beach volleyball girls.
I bet you guys would just connect in so many ways.
I bet I would.
Yeah. They'd pick, one would hold you by your ankles, the other by your wrists, and just swing you around.
Is that what they would do?
I think it is, because they're a lot bigger than you.
They are?
They're like 6'2".
Oh, that's hot.
Right? You don't want them to sling you around?
No, I don't want that, but I like length.
And that brings us back to Dua Lipa.
Yeah, that amazing wingspan that
your baby girl, she could give the best hugs. All right, we got to wrap this up because at the time of this taping, U.S. women's gymnastics finals are about to start. So by the time you listen to this, we'll know who the winners are. So Godspeed Simone and the rest of the team, all amazing. Go Team USA. So proud of the men's gymnastics team winning their first team medal since 2008.
Who's the guy with glasses?
Steven. Yeah. I don't know how to say his last name, but I love him. Pommel Horse King.
Some TikTok where a guy is watching him. We don't see the guy, just hear his voice. He goes, as a member of the glass-wearing community, I'm so proud of him.
Yes, he wears these little glasses. They said it, he used to compete wearing goggles. Now he doesn't do that. He takes his glasses off, and literally you can tell he has really bad vision. When he took his glasses off right before, he then like squinted over at the pommel horse like, where is it?
God.
Yes, he can't see at all.
Maybe it helps him.
I think it does. Maybe it helps him zone in. I want to see, does he close his eyes? Why is it? Surely he doesn't. I don't know.
Using feel, like Daredevil.
Yeah.
Anyway, we want to say thank you to Damiano Pizza, Pasta, Beer, and Bourbon, located at 503 South Upper Street, right across the street from Target. You can get all the best dishes that will make you so happy.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Their happy hour is off the charts. It's a great way to save money if you go during lunch. It is fantastic. If you want to make a reservation, you can do so. 859-303-8373. Damiano.
And I want to give one little shout out. Can you shake my hand? I want to give a shout out to you. This is one of my favorite episodes we've done. I've had a ball today.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just feel like this was a really good episode. I feel like we really slayed.
You do?
And slayed, not like, guys, look at us. We're so good. My rate of feeling like we slayed is I had a ball and was laughing a lot. This was really fun. I've really enjoyed myself today.
Really? What have you been doing the rest of the time?
I've enjoyed them.
Just
I'm just
suffering
saying.
Through it?
No. Oh my God. No, they were all fun. I'm saying this one's like extra fun. Okay. I've had a giggly old time.
Well, I thought you had a good time yesterday.
That's not a podcast.
I know, but you did.
Yes, in our driving yesterday that you'll see soon on the show, I got hysterical. Lee made us go to Baskin Robbins and then tried to gaslight
us.
Me.
You didn't gaslight. You just told you the truth.
You didn't tell me the truth, you absolute piece of human waste. No offense. Of course.
Untaken.
All right. Thanks to Damiano's. Thank you for watching. Thank you to Kentucky Sports Radio for hosting us on their podcast network. Follow the Lee and Haley Show on social media. Check your local listings. Our home market is Lexington, Kentucky, Fox 56, weekdays at noon.
See you next time, guys.
See you next time. Thanks for hanging. Love you guys. God loves you. Go Team USA.